Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small-town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Melissa Archer, and we are talking about Jasmine's voice. Melissa, learning a little bit about Jasmine's voice before our interview today, it was very inspiring. Thank you. And I learned a lot, but let's make sure our listeners learn. What exactly is Jasmine's voice?
So Jasmine's Voice is a nonprofit we created in 2012, which gifts iPads to folks, children, adults who have autism and struggle with language, which many of our friends do struggle with language impairments. So we give iPads, we train the families how you might use them, how to access voice, how to help their children. We work hand in hand with the schools so that it's not just a mom or dad trying to figure out how to help our children. Perhaps our listeners need to know actually what autism is.
Yes, that would be helpful.
Okay, so starting there, autism is a neurological difference. It's a lifelong disability. It impacts social interactions with people, probably most pronounced. Our friends who have autism might struggle with eye contact. They may do some unusual or unique things with their hands or body that are truly atypical, so that if you know what autism looks like, you can pick that out. And then there's that language struggle. Mm-hmm. So in 2015, we had gathered data as to how many students are living in our counties that have an autism diagnosis. Since 2015, the increase has gone up by 36%, and that's in Lenawee County alone. The frightening thing about that is that 41% of those kids getting that diagnosis are in the elementary age. So that means a huge impact on the community as they age out and hit 18. You know, what kind of jobs will they have? What will they do? Where will we go? So it's important to know that.
So I was reading on your website the testimonials about, I mean, the iPad has been life-changing for these kids.
It impacts a lot of our kids. Some kids, you know, it may not help, and that's just a sad fact. Most of the people who get an iPad probably have not had much access to technology. And while there are 600 communication apps out there, in Lenawee County, we kind of focus on one, which is called LAMP, Words for Life. That was the godsend for Jasmine. We had tried, you name it, there's no stone left unturned. We have bought everything and put everything before our daughter, trying to help her. And it wasn't until about the fifth or sixth grade that LAMP was sat before her, and she was just phenomenal. Oh. Now, how she uses that is not typical, like you and I having a conversation. She is running scripts through her head around the clock. And so she's typing those in her sentences, and then she listens to them, or you can teach her and work with her to get her to go out into the community and use the device to interact with a stranger with a lot of guidance. For instance, the folks at Starbucks know us intimately. Uh-huh. Jasmine likes their chocolate chip cookies, so we have taught her to be able to walk into Starbucks with me in the background, and she will type in a sentence, "I want to buy a chocolate chip cookie, please," push the button, and they can hear that, although they already know why she's coming in there.
Right.
But it allows her the opportunity to try to engage and interact in a meaningful way as opposed to just talking about Elmo or football boys.
Right. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
So you started out with your daughter and then progressed. Now it's a Lenawee County, but you're also expanding beyond Lenawee County.
We have. We began in Lenawee and quickly added Washtenaw because my husband worked for the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office at that time. Mm-hmm. And then we added Jackson, and then we since then had moved into Monroe and Hillsdale and Branch, Calhoun. And just recently we have approached Macomb and Wayne, which are big monsters.
Oh, I was going to say,
yes.
I've got three grandsons in Macomb. I know how big that one is. And so the funding then to buy all of these iPads for all of these students has to be a little bit daunting.
It is, but like I was telling you earlier, we're pretty well known in the community, and folks have been so supportive, and they adore Jasmine. She's like a little beauty queen, and she's charming. She can be a stinker on occasion, but she's pretty charming, and she's just a really great inspiration and advertisement for what it is we're trying to do. So we have a really good following and lots of supports, and we try to find new folks in all the new counties. We kind of operate on a pay it forward philosophy.
Okay.
So folks who are gifted an iPad for their child or classrooms, because we also give them to classrooms, we ask that if they know business owners or if they work in a factory, for instance, that they would approach their bosses and try to get them in our loop of supporting what Jasmine is doing. And it actually is relatively easy. I shouldn't say that, but it really has gotten easy over the years, with this being our eighth golf outing, to get folks to sponsor, sometimes without me even asking.
Right.
You know.
Well, I think generally the community is eager to help a program that they see is working.
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, with the success that you've had with your daughter, you know, major blessings to you for having the patience and everything to do this. But that radiates from you and from her that it's a cause worth supporting.
Right. Thank you. When we first got this diagnosis for Jasmine, she is my fifth daughter. I have four typical daughters, full grown with children of their own. Mm-hmm. When we first got the diagnosis, I sort of sunk like a rock.
Right.
I am a type A character, very high strung, although you'd not know it when you see me out with Jasmine. I'm very calm for her sake. My husband was David is very laid back and calm as a police officer. So his whole thought process was, it is what it is. God gave her to us for a reason in this shape and form. And I was a school teacher. I'm going to teach myself. I'm going to learn. I'm going to read every book. Nothing will be left out in trying to help Jasmine be the best Jasmine. So that whole hopelessness thing was there for a few years.
Oh, for sure.
And as a mom, an older mom, I feel for my parents and my mothers in particular, because it's a heavy burden sometimes.
Yes, I would think
so. And it does require patience of a saint. I don't always have it, but I fake it very well.
There you go.
But yeah, there's a lot that our kids can do with the tools in place to help them.
So Melissa, for our listeners, if they want to gather some more information, where's the best way to go on your website, to go on to Facebook?
Either of those would be great. So we have a web, which has a lot of information, and the application to apply for devices.
Okay.
And the spelling, that's the tricky thing, is Jasmynns Voice, jasminsvoice.org. That's our web page. And then we also have a Facebook page. And you can see hundreds of kids who have received devices alongside Jasmine with smiling faces, so that donors and sponsors can see the mission and what it is we're all about.
Thank you so much, Melissa, for joining us and sharing information on Jasmine's Voice.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities, as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.